Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 90.7 FM. And we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Big shout out to the team down there, Brisbane, Beamer, Brisbane Indigenous Media Association, where NERS are situated. And I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to allow traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong, you mob? I'm going to jump straight into it. Indigenous Australians disproportionately impacted by the Black Summer bushfires. Now, First Nations Australians suffered worse impacts from the Black Summer bushfires due to inappropriate planning and unsuitable interventions by authorities during the crisis. Researchers at the Australian National University, ANU, argue the point. We're going to catch up a yarn with Indigenous PhD student, Biami Williamson, on the line. Biami, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, so I'm Yuali. So my mob from northwest New South Wales, and I live out in our little community of Gadooga.
Beautiful. Deadly footprint there, my brother. So in regards to the Indigenous, Indigenous Australians disproportionately impacted by Black Summer bushfires, talk to us about the findings in that and how we were disproportionately impacted.
Yeah, so we know that Aboriginal people throughout the bushfires, you know, that went on in 2019-20, were disproportionately impacted in, like, the number of people affected. Our research demonstrated that more than 96,000 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people were directly affected by those fires. And in New South Wales and Victoria in particular, you know, it's a really large percentage of the population. So we found that Aboriginal people in New South Wales, ACT and Victoria, if you're Aboriginal, you were twice as likely to be affected by the bushfires. But so this study kind of builds on that and starts to talk about people's experiences in the bushfires.
And in regards to that space, so what are you saying in your findings, that the support or the help wasn't there compared to non-Indigenous people?
Yeah, so we found that, like, in times of bushfires or other disasters, you know, Aboriginal people and Torres Strait Islander people, like, we have all the same needs as non-Indigenous people.
Exactly.
You know, the need for safety, the need for shelter, the need for food, for medicine, all this kind of thing. Mm. But there are additional needs that need to be met as well.
Sure.
When thinking about things like, you know, people's connection to country, family staying together, looking after elders, that kind of thing. And it's these additional needs, these things that really make a difference for our mob, that were just completely lacking and completely missing. And what they created was a really unsafe environment for our mob who were impacted by those fires.
So we're talking about the cultural aspect is not at the table in regard to the support and help and guidance, yes?
Yeah, that's right. So the support wasn't there. And we draw links between the planning and the preparation by all the mainstream agencies, so like the mainstream emergency management agencies, the disaster recovery agencies, the non-government organisations that are contracted to support people. They just hadn't done the planning. They hadn't done the thinking. And so what was created was a situation where, you know, they actually didn't know how to support
sure.
our people, or that our people actually needed that additional support.
Well, I will say, Biami, the government struggles in the norm, so to speak, in regarding dealing with First Nation people. So when there's a disaster, well, how you say, oil always rises to the top, you know? It's exposed, isn't it?
Well, that's exactly right. And that's what we draw out in this in our study. So our study really talks about these things as, like, existing fault lines in communities, in Australian society, that there's a fault line really between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians. And that in times of crisis, like, people like to say, and we hear it and see it all the time, people say, oh, you know, the disasters, oh, it brings out the best in people, communities looking after each other, people are supporting one another and all this kind of thing. And that may be true for a lot of people, but it certainly wasn't true for our mob during
yes.
bushfires. And we also know that, you know, we're looking at the floods in the Northern Rivers area of New South Wales now.
Yes.
But a lot of those same characteristics, a lot of those same features are being carried out. So
a rising to the top, pardon the punt.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So So, you know, like all the talk of communities supporting each other, well, there's an additional question of how are Aboriginal communities being supported?
Yes.
And who is supporting them? Because what we're finding is the only people that are there to help are our own mob.
Exactly. So with this finding as such, Bahami, what do we do with this finding? Who do we take it to? How do we address it? And how do we make sure that that's at the table when there is a disaster for that include our mob as well?
Yeah, so I've written, so the paper's been written as kind of like a tool so that our organisations, you know, our community control organisations, our native title organisations, like our community cooperatives, all this kind of thing. Youth organisations, these are all the ones that have to pick up the pieces when disasters hit. And it's not just sort of natural disasters like bushfires and floods, but also we see all the same stuff happening in the pandemic as well. So we're really talking about a wide range of disasters, a wide range of catastrophes that can befall our communities. And so it's been written in such a way so that our organisations who represent our community, who service our communities, who know our communities, who have to pick up the pieces when these things happen, it's designed for, so they can take it to government, they can take it to the really large mainstream organisations that do this stuff and say, hey, we need a seat at this table, we need to be involved in planning, we need to have a spot in the response, and we need to have that conversation now, and we don't need to wait for the next disaster.
Well, if all black organisations are all throwing that particular iron in the fire, it should light up and should have action behind it, yes?
Well, that's exactly right, because in order to be prepared and our organisations to be prepared to be able to support our communities, they need more funding. Right, and we draw that out specifically in the paper. They need more training. We draw that out specifically as well. So it's not just a question of, oh, yeah, you know, you'll be involved, we'll contact you. It's like, no. We need to talk about this. We need to plan ahead. We need dedicated positions for this. We need people on the ground talking to communities. We need community action plans done up. We need to make sure Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities are in existing emergency management plans right around the country.
Sure.
So it's kind of, we need to take a big step in that direction. And so it's trying to support our communities to take that step, but also, you know, expose the
holes, so to speak,
in mainstream.
Holes in the net, so to speak, exactly, you know.
That's exactly right, yep.
Beautiful. Well, a very important conversation. Thank you very much for sharing, and look, continue doing that deadly work, my brother, and all the best to your team, your family. Stay safe, and we'll yarn soon, Bahami.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yalu, have a good one.
Take care, bro. Bye-bye. Adelie Yander, Bahami Williamson, his name is an Indigenous PhD student, and we're talking about Indigenous Australians disproportionately impacted by Black Summer bushfires, and there wasn't a plan of attack in regards to supporting and guiding our First Nation people in the cultural sense in regard to disaster. So there it is, and like I said, has been exposed, and the government needs to act on it, and we need to get it together. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Slave to a white man's wife. Now you are living in a bottle. Too ashamed to speak of your life. Sad, lonely, Hakuri woman. When will the tears start to rise? Sad, lonely, Hakuri woman. When will the pain subside? When will the tears start to rise? Sad, lonely, heart, weary woman. When will the pain subside? Sad, lonely, heart, weary woman. When will the tears start to rise? Sad, lonely, heart, weary woman. When will the pain subside? When will the pain subside?
On saying you're to blame, you shouldn't have to take it anymore. Why can't you just walk straight out the door? Yes, he lies to you, but he don't know what you're going through. But it's all up to you. Yes, it's all up to you. I'm forever reaching out my hand, and I'm forever trying to understand. I just don't understand how many times we let this occur. How much sorrow can one's friend endure? Yes, he lies to you, but he don't know what you're going through. But it's all up to you. Yes, it's all up to you. It's all up to you. Yes, he lies.
it's all up to you.
Folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yeah, to Daily Troy Cassidale. Thank you very much, my brother. It is National Talk Black. You are Yanni with Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for National Talk Black. We come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. BBM Bumblebrit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Have your say in Yan Upstrong. 1-800-422-416 is the magical number. Otherwise, text a brother, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page, Rob, BBM 987 FM. All right, top stories in the news. Headlines: suspect in Brooklyn subway train shooting called in the tip that led to his arrest, sources say. Very sad. A teen killed in Easter show stabbing was expecting a child. Very sad. Shanghai has thrown everything at its latest COVID surge, but the strict approach in regard to the rethink life in China's financial hub. That's a statement there. New charges for William Tyrrell's foster mum. Putin could be gone tomorrow, and there is a realistic alternative. Australia's best travel experiences ranked by Lonely Planet. Check that out. Mystery of why humans die around 80 may finally be solved. Couple refused offer from Uber rich neighbour. And does Albanese have early onset Joe Biden? And what other news here, headlines? I quit alcohol 4 years ago. My life changed completely. So they're the headlines for the news that's happening around the country, around the globe. And you can have news here. Tell us what's happening in your life in regard to your organisation, your family, your mob. Yarn Up Strong here on First Nation Radio Station with Bumper Brippin Media. Breaking his teeth and for somebody else. Shut up. National Talk Black, a deadly one-hour program. It is your program, Murray, just steering the ship, so help me steer the ship. Add to the conversation. 1-800-422-416.
There's still in the air. It's a calm before the storm. Monsoon cloud is building. Wet season has begun. Brown grass turning green. Life is back on the open plains. Think of all the dream time. Paintings on the wall. A land that holds its secrets. And stories will be no more. Flow down to the sea.
It's the hate that drags them under. Stop and think for a minute or two, my friend. Surely the hate would bring this world to an end. So let love rule the world. Let love rule the world. Everybody has a meaning, so don't refuse to love your feelings. Somebody out here will love you like no other. You gotta love your sister and brother. Stop and think for a minute or two, my friends. Surely the hate would bring this world to an end. So
beautiful statement there. Let love rule the world. That's Tibo Ui and featuring Dougie Pitt. And Tibo, to Deli, my brother, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you, 14th of April. And also going to Quinn Rossi Passy and Carlu George, as Rob Shields has got their names listed here. For my contacts, big shout out to your mob. But as we say, every day's your birthday. We wake up in the morning, it's all good. Every day, Bud Brown's a good day, your mob. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Don't forget, long weekend, your mob. So, I think the next 3 weekends are that way inclined. And it's good to have that break. And for those mob who are working, well, more power to you. Time and a half or double time. I'll see you mob on payday is the statement there. But it's about being safe as well, you know, when we're talking about holidaying and long weekends, what have you. Some people go out camping and what have you. Do it in numbers. We'll do it safely. That's what it's all about, you know. Think before you drive, seat belts, no driving with phones and all that sort of stuff. Up here at the moment, look like probably a wet, damp weekend, so roads are slippery, so drive carefully and love and respect each other, you mob. I want to give a big shout-out to young Jadess, who's getting married today, Jadess Hudson. Big shout-out, had her and her beautiful father here, David Hudson, in the office, in studio here, yarning up strong about their art exhibition at the Crystal Brook Hotel there. So it was fantastic yarning with those guys, and she's getting married today, and they call it love. You go, sister. And big shout out there to the family. One love. Your daily program, National Talk. We're going to catch up with the funny man there. Got Shawnee Children on the line. My brother, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trendy. How you going, brother?
Well, I'm fired up talking to you, my brother. Long time no speak.
Man.
If you was on stage, I'd walk up and slap you. You know what I'm saying?
Hey! Because
you're deadly, you know, deadly black fella.
Oh, my goodness. And you know what? The funny thing is,
yes,
I'm here at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Yes.
And I'd like to just talk to you a little bit about that.
Please do. Express yourself.
Because I like to talk about the positives. And I know you mentioned some there, and that's a little bit in the negative side. But that's okay. Yeah, what's up, my negatives? But anyway, so basically. Yeah, but we all know, what's up, my positives? And basically,
yes.
I'm here in Melbourne. We're promoting, we have a kids show here called One Talk.
One
and
Talk.
Now you subby One Talk, huh?
I subby One Talk, yes, brother.
Wow. So I'm here with Mary Blue PNG Bougainville, and her name is, in alphabetical order, AJ.
AJ.
Say, AJ, say hello, Blair.
AJ, big shout out. AJ, AJ, what up, sister? What up? So she a comedian, is she? Or
no,
model?
She's goddamn wishes.
Yeah, she model. Actress.
Nah, model aeroplane, more like it.
Shut your
mouth. And then
you've
got, her name is Alison Joyce, Google the music. And
Alison Joyce, Google the music. Alison Joyce, AJ from PNG, represent One Talk.
Yeah.
Bota, Bota.
Yeah, and she represents the One Talk. And then alphabetical order still, behind me is Elise.
Elise.
And she is from, guess where she's from? She's going to say it now.
Bonjour. Bonjour. Paris, France.
You hear that?
France, bonjour. Bonjour.
Trendy.
Comment allez-vous? Poo-poo.
Trendy.
Hey, I lost you there.
Or did I press mute or something?
What, you did?
No,
you got
on.
Me? No.
We'll, Trendy.
Well, we'll call you back, Sean. Can you hear me? No, we'll call you back. That's Sean in Chilbrook. So touching base with the black comedian, and he's down in Melbourne for the comedy show, and he's introducing people there behind him. I thought I was picking up Bonjour lady, France lady, but also got a PNG lady there, AJ, and she's a singer. So I think her name Alice Joyce. I think he mentioned her name. So check that out, Google it. We'll try and get Shawnee back and just touch base with the brother. And we need that a funny bone, you know, coming out, you know. And he's deadly with his tool, with his art, in inspiring people and making yarns. Let's try again. Shawnee, you there? Which way?
Trendy.
Hey, brother, you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, now, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, don't know what happened there. Mute button, whatever. Now, France,
well,
his sister from France.
Maddie. He didn't like the way we were talking to each other. He just hung up.
Yeah, I think because he wasn't in the conversation, he was jealous, you know.
Hey, so I'm here.
Yes.
For the Melbourne Comedy Festival. We've got a show on called One Talk, and it's a children's show at the Melbourne Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, starting on the 16th, which is this Saturday.
Yep.
Right through to the 24th. As part of the children's program at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Deadly.
And then I, of course, have my show as well called World by Storm.
World by Storm. Yes. You there?
I'm here.
Yeah, thank you, Shawnee. You're there. You went quiet for a second. I thought you mute again.
No, I didn't.
So, my brother, so you're performing down there. Now, is Alice and your French sister there? Are they performing as well, are they?
Yeah, and also we have another brother here.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Sean Murphy.
Sean Murphy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what's Sean do? What does Sean do?
Well, this is it. I'm just about to tell you.
Okay,
I'm
thank
just
you.
Let me put my trail mix down.
Yeah, my apologies. Go ahead.
There was a mix-up of bookings. They booked Sean Murphy instead of Sean Chilver. I think they were trying to get Sean Chilver, but they got Sean Murphy.
Okay.
The Byron Bay Festival, New Year's Eve Festival or something.
Yep. So you got the wires crossed with the Sean.
Well, he is, what do we say, he's non-Indigenous.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you black man.
Who? Yeah, we're saying it like that, yeah. And basically, he rocks up and they thought they were talking to me on the emails and they said, we want you, Sean, to meet all the elders. And they're texting, emailing him. So he's going, yeah, cool. But the thing is, he's a street performer with kids in it, so he gets dressed up as Spider-Man.
Shut up. Are you going to frighten the elders?
He went there to meet the elders.
Dressed up like Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Shut
and they thought
mouth.
It was me, and they go, what is Sean dressed as Spider-Man doing? Then he took that mask off, and that was it.
That was it. All hell broke loose.
There was spikes, there was chairs. There was Will Smith slap. There was everything.
Well, that's too funny, brother. But so he's at the gig that he shouldn't be at, really. Is that right?
Well, he got the booking.
Oh, you got the booking, but they got
the booking.
Got the wires crossed regarding the meeting with the elders. Just got the wires crossed.
Yeah, and that lady who booked him, she's no longer there.
Yeah.
And
why did she get fired? Because she made the boo-boo. She made the mistake with the Shawns, so she got sacked. Mm. Shawnee Chilbrand, let me ask you the question. As a black man, as a comedian, and we talk about the incident with Will Smith and Chris Rock, you get heckled as a comedian, do you not? And how do you handle it? And has anyone ever walked on stage physically attacked you?
No. If anything,
you'll flog them, mate. Opposite effect. You jump down off stage and flog people.
Well, you better laugh. That's it. I'm taking my shirt off. And when they see that Bernie Murray figure,
that's what they're frightened.
Oh my God. They fight. You know? I tell them, I said, you think this is scary? Wait till I get Green Frog at the back and on you.
That's right. So,
anyone who want to come up and try and slap me, I go, I'll just chuck a frog at him.
Yeah, that's right, brother. Yeah, yeah. So you would respond that way.
I've had people come up and propose.
A propose to you?
No, not to me, but to their woman.
Oh, thank you. Interrupt your show and propose to their woman.
Their woman. They come up and they kneel down, and the next minute their woman's in the crowd, and they call her up, and I'm like,
this is my show.
I'm doing a show here.
Hey, thank you. That's right. You're interrupting something here. Well, that'd be better than a slap, my brother.
Trendy, you gone.
Yeah, you there? I lost you again.
Trendy.
Oh, yeah, shut up, Shawnee. Shawnee Chilbra. Mm. that's Shawnee Chilbra. Lost him there. We in and out, but good to touch base with brother. First Nation, one of our First Nation comedians. He is too deadly. Everybody knows Shawnee Chilbra. And like I said, he puts a smile in your dial. He keeps you fired up and excited about life. And just got a little spin on things. So he's too deadly and love him dearly. And we need more Shawnee Chilbras in our life. Don't worry about that. Have you say, Yana Strong. About 15 minutes left on the program, new mob. And Yana with Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. So do add to the conversation, all topics, all ears on your daily program. Too deadly.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
No. Surprise! Before our journey's at
kiss the land, I kiss her cheek, and nestle at her breast. Then I hear my mother speak. She says, we're one, you and I.
Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns in Yindinja Country. That's BB and Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Jews Radio Service. All right, now CDU, CDU to build model for cultural appropriate healthcare after federal government announced support in budget. When you catch up with Yarn now, Professor Yvette Rowe, Research Charles Darwin University on the line. Sister Yvette, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you, Arnie, for coming to the program. Before you start...
Good morning, Trevor. It's Maddie Mike. I've got something on my head, sorry.
It's all good. I've been called worse. Auntie, can you please let us know who your mob were you from, please? You there? Hello? Oh, Professor Yvette Rowe. Lost her there. Just opened up the conversation. We'll get her back and continue that yarn. Research Charles Darwin University. That's where Professor Yvette Rowe stems from. And we're talking about CDU, the Charles Darwin University, to build model for cultural appropriate healthcare after federal government announced support in budget. So, look, money's a tool, and any money coming our way in regard to looking after our mob, it's not an expense, it's an investment. And just looking at the figures here, we're talking about allocation of about $5 million this week. The Senate's research team has welcomed that and the federal budget to support this vital work. And the Motley Wardaguga Research Centre. Researchers are available for comment on the program. So we'll just try again with Professor Yvette Rowe.
Good morning,
Good
Trevor.
Morning. You there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm on the beautiful lands of the Larrakia people up here in Darwin. So
beautiful.
It's good to talk to you over there.
Thank you, darling. And before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, so I'm Yvette Rowe. I'm a Nyingana Yarra woman from all the way in the West Kimberley, family from Broome and Derby, and have got historical connections to Darwin. So,
beautiful.
Yeah.
Good, fantastic. Thank you for coming to the program. So we're talking about the Senate's research has welcomed allocation of about $5 million this week to help build model for cultural appropriate healthcare. So enlighten us, please, about the footsteps ahead.
Well, at the Molly Wardaguga Research Centre has a real clear objective, is to make sure our mothers and babies get the best start in life.
Yes.
And what we know now is that some of our babies are born too early and too small, and then they really struggle through life. And some of our babies and mothers are dying during childbirth.
Yeah.
So our research is to make sure we can change some of the system and we can support mothers and babies through this really important process. So our research is to work with communities. So we were allocated $5 million to work with three distinct areas, in a regional area in Nowra, New South Wales, in a remote area in Central Australia, working with the Aboriginal Congress there, and in a very remote community called Galawinku, which is in East Arnhem. And the thing, that, as researchers, our job is to support and work with community organisations to develop, to redesign maternity services that put mothers, babies and families at the centre to ensure we can get the best outcomes. And at the moment, we know we could do much better. So our research is to work with communities to ensure that our cultural knowledge that our mothers, our grandmothers, our ancestors had before us is being incorporated into the new design of maternity services.
Exactly.
Because the current system, is really hurting our families and our mothers, and we've got to change this. So as a researcher, my job is to work with communities and organisations to help them work forward.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And we're talking about, the foundation of a young person's life, and mothers need that support at the beginning. And it's sad, and we look at those figures compared to non-Indigenous mothers and babies, we need to close that gap. And so this money is a great investment, and it's not an expense, isn't it?
Yep, and it is. What we know is we got really deadly families in our communities.
Yes.
Yeah, that are really strong and resilient, but we also got families that need extra help.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those things are ensuring that when mum, before she gets pregnant, during her pregnancy and delivery, and also when she's into motherhood, that she has a really solid system of care of midwives and for community workers to work with her, and that she has a really wonderful birthing experience. But also as she goes into motherhood, for her and the family and dads, that they can have an experience where they can allow a baby to thrive and to be real, have a best start. So what we know is that when babies are born too early, too small, they're more likely to be sick. They might have learning difficulties. They might have asthma problems with their chest. They might have mobility problems. And so what we want to do, we want to stop that.
Exactly.
We want to make sure when baby comes into the world, they got the best chance to be the most deadly, thriving baby and also be part of a community that can support them. But we know currently the system fails lots of our communities, and we've got to do it better.
We've got to do it better. And when you look at the work ahead, I was just thinking, because I just recently had a beautiful yarn with Professor Roy Ann West, who heads up CASANAM, Congress of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Nurses and Midwives. Look, there's probably an opportunity for a bridge building there if bridges hasn't already been built.
Definitely. The leadership of Professor Royanne West is so important. We know that our women and families need Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander midwives,
yes,
nurses, doulas, jackameers, because we know when women are going through such an important part of their life, when our mob can care and support us in that clinical setting,
yes,
we know that those outcomes are going to be better. We haven't got enough midwives and enough nurses and enough doulas, but I know that Katsunim is really focused on that. So the idea that a First Nations mum can go and have her before baby's born and delivery and after baby's born can be supported by other First exactly. Nation workers, that is one of the recipes for a successful outcome.
Well, black on black we're talking, aren't we, Auntie? And that's the best ingredient, isn't it?
Definitely, the community control sector since Redfern in the early 70s, it was about putting Aboriginal health in Aboriginal hands, and that's what we're... So as researchers, our job is to help communities get the evidence so they can show that they're making a difference, that they can get more funding, but also we know when we do it with community, we get the best outcomes for our mob.
Yeah. And Professor Yvette Rowe, thank you very much for the yarn. Congratulations there. Big shout out to the mob up that way, NT. And please do keep in touch and all the best. And you stay safe, Aunt.
Thank you. Thank you, Trevor, for your interest. And hello to all the community up there.
Too deadly. Bye bye.
Ta da.
A beautiful yarn there. Professor Yvette Rowe, Annie Yvette Rowe, Research Charles Darwin University, and talking about the CDU to build model for cultural appropriate healthcare after federal government announced support in budget and $5 million going their way. So, look, fantastic. Non-expense investment for our young ones and giving them a strong foundation for their future. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
I'll sing you a song that won't take me long. It's all about a friend of mine. Now the fox all said he went off his head from drinking too much wine. How to spread the news, he was in the blues, and the way he carried on. For a whole full week he just couldn't sleep. He was seeing things all night long. 10 Bible frogs sitting on the log and singing the black fella's song. Green snakes wrapped around his toes, pink elephants all night long. There was a big night owl, a turkey and a fowl, reeking whiskey from a jug. And the porcupine had a flag and a wine, he and the garney cut a rug. Now they warned him not to drink too much wine, but this is what he said. If I can't have a drink when I'm living, boy, how the heck can I drink when I'm dead? So the other night when everything was quiet, he walked up and down the floor. And his eyes jumped out as he gave a shout, because this is what he saw. Dancing kangaroos were in hobnail shoes, and the bog-eye dancing in jig. Mr. Bandicoot, he wore a gardening suit, and was jazzing with a little brown pig. There was two black crows played the old banjos, and a fox played the old violin. And all the emus started tapping their shoes as they gave an exhibition swing. Well, for 7 long days he nearly died. Yes, the old boy was insane. His hair was white as snow. He's a guy we all know. Old Scobie is his name. Now it's a doggone cert for old Hunter Bird. No more will go out on a spree. And it's a real good sign he won't touch no more wine, cause no more he wants to see. 10 piebald frogs sitting on the log and singing the black fella's song. 2 big green snakes wrapped around his toes, big elephants all night long. It was a big night owl, a turkey and a fowl, drinking whiskey from a jug. And the porcupine had a flag and a wine, he and the garney cut around.
Yeah, Scobie's Dream, Dougie Young there, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Well, it's come to the time where Murray got a sign up for today, you mob. I'm back in the hot seat again next Tuesday. Have a deadly weekend, a safe weekend, you mob, and plenty of chocolate. Easter bunny's coming, so there it is, you mob, and thank you very much for your company. National Talk Black is your program, Murray, just doing it. And a big shout out there to the team here at Bumba River Media, NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service, thank you very much. And look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, more importantly, stay safe. In regards to COVID-19, and have a talk to your First Nation Health Organisation in regarding that space. But too deadly, Mob, keep smiling. Too deadly.